the Director of Athletic Communications. Morning, Gregory.
Hey, good morning, Gregory. Are you Gregory or just Greg?
Yeah, I'm Gregory, but you can call me. Okay, I don't care what you call me. You know that. Man, nothing going on
I'm
over.
Sure, I'm sure like me, you get called Greg, Craig, and Gregory at different points.
I will take all of those compared to what else I get called, okay? So
I'm with you. We are brothers in that for sure.
Nothing going on, right?
No. I was talking to our women's soccer coach, Kelsey Phoenix Cameron. We're going to go with Kelsey Cameron, I think, this year's.
I'll drop the Phoenix. Thing. Yeah, she's married.
Yeah. It's time to do that. But we were talking, and she was asking me for about some stuff that she needed done, stuff like that. And I said, maybe next week. And all the coaches take that and understand because they know when they're in season that it's their time, and that's where my focus is. But it's a lot of fun to win, and it's a lot more work for people like you and I in sports information and broadcasting, but it's work that we really enjoy. And so right now we've got a lot of success going on, as you just talked about, and it's a lot of fun to do. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, and Kelsey mentioned in season, everything was in season this spring.
Yes, that's true. It really was, and she had another great run with that team. And for sports like that, Greg, the thing that is kind of hitting me, and I think a lot of other people just about now, is, all these teams that normally play in the fall that played in the spring, they've got a short turnaround. They're literally, it's August, and they're in training for next year. So they've only got, 3 months really to do all their off-season stuff. Get their bodies recuperated as well, get their plans, get their schedules done, get their uniforms ordered, travel plans. All that stuff has to be done in about half the time.
Greg Rowe with us. He's the Director of Athletic Communications at Trevecca. Let's just go around the horn. Baseball coach Chase Sain in his first year, 26-10, 21-5 in the GMAC. I know they swept the doubleheader yesterday at Cedarville. They're there today, but then Wednesday through Saturday, the GMAC championships up at Mason, Ohio. So, and they'll go in as one of the favorites.
Yeah, and they've got a chance with a win in one of their two games with Cedarville today or a Kentucky Westland loss in their games with Tiffin today to get the outright championship of the regular season, would get them the top bid. And so this event at the D2 level at Prasco Park in Mason, Ohio, is one of the best you could ever have at the D2 level. I guarantee you there's no other D2 conference that has that type of championship for really any sport. It is just a well-run thing by Prasco, the corporation up there, the pharmaceutical. They do it as a ministry, and our conference has benefited from that, and it is a great thing. There's free admission every year, and you'll love this, Greg, free concessions as well.
What would you mention that?
Including free ice cream as well. So it's a great event. Anyway, real quick, Greg, I want to say this. Chase Sain has come in and taken over a historically successful program from a beloved coach, Ryan Smoltz, who resigned to pursue other business opportunities. Came in COVID, right in the fall. So he had no chance to recruit. The groceries were already cooked or purchased and quite frankly, almost cooked. And then he goes in and just has one of the most successful starts you could ever have for a coach. And I want to tell you, this is the best compliment I could give Chase Sain. I would love for my kid to play for him. He's just that good of a guy and that good of a coach. He's done a tremendous job with the program this year. So I wish them a lot of success as they move forward. He's dealt with injuries, dealt with COVID, dealt with just having to put his stamp on the program in such a short notice. He's done a great job.
Greg Rowe with us on the F&M Bank phone line here, University Showcase, talking a little Trevecca softball. You go from first-year coach Chase Sane. I was trying to describe, come up with an average. You know where I'm going. Hey, don't laugh at my jokes. Don't laugh at my jokes until I tell them, okay? Softball coach Ben Tyree. How about Krusty? Is that fair enough?
See, you're going to get me in all kinds of trouble.
I know. We love Ben, but, you know, he's a different animal.
And the thing is, he would love that. He would not be offended by that at all. Ben has done an absolutely wonderful job. Again, you know, this is a team, the last year, Greg, we talked about so many times, they were 15-3, ranked number 10 in the country, rolling, and COVID hit. They were literally in a bus getting ready to play a game. And got shut down, dressed, ready to go, all that kind of stuff, and had a shutdown. They were down in Florida at an event, had to go through all that, get everybody back. I think they lost one player off the roster from the previous year, came back, and then they just had an awful start to the season. I think it was 1-5, 1-6, something like that. You know, lost their ranking, all that kind of stuff, came back, won 13 straight, and got the ship righted. And then they go and they lose to number 8 in the opening round, and they win 4 straight to get back to championship day. So just a great job by Ben and the team. It's been a lot of fun to watch, and that team has so much fun. We've got some stuff in our social media with some of their pregame stuff and everything. This is one of my favorite teams all time, just the way they handle everything.
Well, and we had Coach David Head, the director of golf, men's, women's golf coach. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, a couple weeks ago, won the GMAC championship, 7th time in program history. Yeah. And now they head into I guess they're in the third day of the GMAC, right? And got some work to do, not too far. The top 4 advanced to the NCAA Division II national championship, but 10 shots back heading into today, and that could be made up.
Yeah, they have done more than that. I think it was 15 strokes down that they came back and won the Great Midwest a couple of years, won it by a stroke. It was wonderful. Not something you see a lot in golf, especially at this level, at the regional level, but they did it. The last time they held this regional, they won it, and they actually had to come from behind a little bit to get into it. It's a little bit harder this time because it's the top 4 instead of the top 6 that advanced, but this is a roster that can do it. They battled back a little bit yesterday, stayed in range, so we'll see what they can do today. And I think they tee off around 10 is when they start. They're over in Kansas City. But Coach David Head's done a tremendous job. Think about this. Our men's golf program has won 7 of the 8 Great Midwest Athletic Championships that have been held. Of course, they didn't have one last year, and they were, you know, they were headed towards, you know, at least competing seriously for that one again. But 7 of the 8 that have been held, the men's golf team has won. That's pretty impressive.
Well, and also Austin Selby, what the men's and women's track teams, they're at the GMAC championship as well, correct?
Yeah, they just finished up last night.
Like I said, they just finished up last night, Greg.
they had some good success this year and really built on a program, a very young roster through cross country and now through indoor and outdoor. And, of course, they had all the challenges, too, of last year losing the completion of their seasons. And so they've come back, and Austin's done a good job of building some young talent there, and he develops his athletes. Even if it's not a discipline that he has competed in or a specialist in, or whatever, he does a really good job of developing our student athletes in track and field and cross country. So Braden Miller had a really good run this year too, and he did all that this week with some injury issues that he was that was challenged specifically to what he was trying to perform. And Cam Warner, really happy for him, a local Murfreesboro kid who's come in and done really well. He's battled injuries at times and did a great job with the steeplechase there. That's an event that I would love to do. You get to jump over water and hurdles and all that kind of stuff, and then you're sprinting the whole time, you know. So it's
that was something you would load on it. Let's back up, Greg. It's something that you said that you would like to do. I would say it's something that you dream about doing because you can't.
That's probably true.
Okay.
That's probably true. I enjoy taking photographs of other people doing it.
Yeah. Greg Ruff with us. Just met him yesterday. He's the athletic communications director. All right, I'm going to put you on the. I'm going to do a little quiz with you. Right? There are y'all. Come on now. There are 12 members of the GMAC. As this thing has grown and grown and grown, I know there's. I'm not going to hold you on to the associate members who particular, you know, may participate in one sport or the other. Mostly lacrosse, right? But can you name all 12?
Are you talking about
the GMAC conference as we speak? Name.
Oh my gosh!
Ohio Valley,
Tiffin, Lake Erie, Cedarville, Findlay, Hillsdale. Oh, I'm going to miss somebody. Ursuline, Kentucky Wesleyan. Man, I'm blanking. Who am I missing?
Well, you're doing pretty good.
In front of you,
dang straight I do.
In my car, waiting for coffee.
Well, glad we got all your attention here.
Ohio Dominican.
Okay.
Ohio Dominican.
All right.
Cedarville. Got to be close.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You're not counting Trevecca. You're missing one.
Oh my goodness!
Did you say Ohio Valley?
I did say Ohio.
Ohio Dominican.
Ohio Dominican.
Malone.
I didn't say Malone and Walsh.
Okay, well, that's not bad. My point is,
at least I knew who I missed, right?
Yeah, and we'll delete. This will be like Richard Nixon. We'll erase this part of the tape so Mark Elliott will never hear it.
That was not my best moment.
No,
I do know that we have two new members coming in. It's Ashland and Northwood, which are two really good additions, and Ohio Valley will leave after this season. So,
well, the point was, it's just the thing's just totally blown up. I know Mark Elliott, AD, was involved in starting out. What was it, the first NCAA new league, Division I, II, or III?
25 years.
And I was going to say, 20-something years, right?
Yeah, it was 24, 25 years. First
wow. All right, Gregory, enjoy your coffee.
All right, I will do that. You have a great day.
Hey, are you going to be able to fill in for me 2 weeks from today or not? I need to know an answer on the air.
I think so.
Yeah, all right. Well,
it's a $500 fee, right?
The check's in the mail.
All right.
All right, see you, Greg.
All right, see you. Bye-bye.